Yeah, you know what time it is? We can let down our hair, the moon is high, and we have lunatics now. It's deep in the safe harbor. It's dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back down a shot of hard liquor and try to have some fun. And I am your creepy guide across the River Styx.
I'm abandoning all hope, sir.
Daddy gonna give you something to drink. Oh, yeah, that's right. I am Joshua P. Warren, broadcasting tonight for the last time for at least a while from the middle of the Bermuda Triangle, Puerto Rico, back at the flagship station there in Asheville, North Carolina. We have producer Sam the Animal Steel, along with investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop. And investigator Wright, what on earth is happening these days at Wright's Coin Shop?
Well, it is very busy. It's a lot busier than usual. Buying and selling, running around, going crazy, phone ringing off the hook. It's total mayhem in there. Kind of controlled, but yeah, lots and lots of activity. Lots of people both buying and selling.
Now, if somebody is listening to this show tonight, and maybe it's the first time that that person has ever heard the show, and they say, oh, Wright's Coin Shop, Asheville, North Carolina. Why should I go there? Why should I call those guys? What would you tell that person?
We've been in business for 43 years. We are a family-owned business. We do not work on commission. And, you know, it's always nice to be able to go in someplace where you can put, you know, a face to a voice that you talk to on the telephone or hear on the radio, and you know, size the person up, see what you think of them. Do you believe them? You know, what it is, what they're saying to you ringing true. Look at what they have. Look at what other people are buying. Look at what they're selling. Listen to what they're saying. Not only them, but their customers. Just kind of get a feel for things. You can use your best judgment and feel whether or not something feels good to you or not, or feels like it's something that you should do.
The other night I watched this movie called The Big Short, which was about the economic collapse of 2008 and how that certain people saw it coming and they made a lot of profit from it. And the sad truth is most of us can't see when those things are coming. And yet they happen. And when that happens, you'd never know what the results are going to be. You don't know when you get up tomorrow what the value of a dollar is going to be. And so I like to say that Wright's Coin Shop is the place where you can turn your money into more money, because you can walk in there with just a small amount of money, 20 bucks, 30 bucks, whatever, just to get started. Take that money and turn it into a nice, shiny, metallic coin. It could be gold, could be silver, but it's something that is going to retain some intrinsic value. And we know historically that the value over time only increases. And so anybody listening now who is interested in possibly making the smart move, like I and all my friends have done, to taking your money, however much you can afford, and turning it into actual coinage, needs to go to WrightsCoinShop.com. That's WRIGHTS, WrightsCoinShop.com. There's a nice link for you at SpeakingOfStrange.com. You can go to Sweeten Creek Road, 1271 Sweeten Creek Road. It's not far from the Biltmore Estate, as a matter of fact. Or call Wright's Coin Shop wherever you are in the country, 828 828-298-5402, 828-298-5402. You can even ask for Shelley. And Shelley, would you like to give away any more information about the little special thing that you're working on?
I'm trying to think of just how much I can say. I'm very excited about this. It was a wonderful opportunity that's popped up. I cannot tell you where it's going to be. I'll be close to the coin shop, but I'm kind of moving into something different, kind of combining, you know, my passions of, you know, paranormal with magic. And it's going to be like nothing anyone has ever seen that I'm aware of. And I wish I could tell you more.
But the bottom line is you're opening a new shop, aren't you?
I'm opening a new shop, yeah.
And anybody who wants updates on that can just listen to this show or go to joshuapwarren.com, sign up for my e-newsletter. I'll be announcing it. When do you expect your new shop to be opening, Shelley?
I am looking at September the 22nd, which is first day of fall. So that's coming up really, really fast. And yeah, it's very, very exciting. I wish I could say a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is coming up quickly, and you know it's so hard to be an entrepreneur. You're juggling so many balls, you're spinning so many plates. At the end of the day, you got to make sales in order to keep in business.
Yeah.
Business is business. Is there any chance that you would consider possibly selling dildos?
No, I don't think so.
No, that's
no.
There's not going to be a dildo section.
I really can't think of how to tie that with magic and the paranormal.
Well,
a magic dildo.
There
you go.
No, sorry.
Ixnay on the ildo day, Josh.
Well, you know, it's funny because there is this real stigma against dildos, isn't there?
Yeah.
What I have found in the workplace, there is.
And you know, I bring this up because apparently in Portland, Oregon, there is a controversy going on because somebody is running around town and hanging dildos everywhere.
Those aren't cheap either.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Are they? Shelley, Sam, I
just told you, they're not cheap.
Sam says they are not cheap.
What's the going rate on a dildo, Sam?
Well, I mean, you're middle of the line.
Yeah, what are we talking here?
I'm saying you're middle of the road average. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're looking at over $40.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my, Shelley, you think about that. It's good business.
you could make a couple bucks.
Well, does that mean I don't have naughty candles?
There you go. Naughty candles.
Naughty candles.
Yeah, okay.
You use those for
ritual. We'll call them candles.
Curios. yeah.
They're hanging these things from power lines, trees. It says here that they're dotting the landscape. The Portland, Oregon is on, quote, high dildo alert, end quote. It's also dangerous, by the way, to hook a dildo to a power line, kids.
Well, duh.
Says they could be, some of these are bright orange.
I have a bright orange.
Well, why do they make a bright orange?
Well, the one I have is more of a novelty item. I guess it could be functional. It was given to me as like a gag gift, no pun intended. It's big and it's probably more useful as a weapon. Because it's heavy duty. I mean, the thing probably weighs like 7 or 8 pounds.
Oh my god!
I mean, it's no playing around. It's got a suction cup on it. It's laughs all around. Use it as a coat hanger.
As a coat hanger.
Yeah,
that's impressive.
Yeah.
Well, okay, here's a story from the UK, and I read this and I laughed out loud when I read this story. Because I, you know, I've been doing this show for 13 years now, and I've been reading about every crazy thing you can imagine, but I've never heard of this before. In the UK, a guy was jailed because he was hiding 7 grams of cocaine under his foreskin.
Oh,
impressive.
Oh. Think about that. The, oh.
Powder or rock?
He's 24 years old. I don't see if it's powder or rock. I don't know. But it says here that he was found naked and with no other place to hide his drugs, tucking them there was obviously... Obviously,
another
option.
Another, you know, reason to not mutilate your children. You know, we're the only. If you think about it, like we're the only country, like one of the only countries in the world that performs ceremonial or ritualistic self or mutilation on children. Like the rest of the world is not cut.
Oh,
for the most part,
because the rest of the world. Performs these acts of mutilation on small children, on little girls.
I don't know about that. I'm just saying, like, you know, it's kind of an odd thing that they're like, if you look at the whole globe, that there's only like a couple of handfuls of countries that we are one of that it's like the norm. We're all like, oh, that's so weird if you see like a guy that's the opposite. And in the rest of the world, it's like totally the norm and we're the weird ones. You know?
Well, you know, it is. One of those very tough subjects because I don't have any kids, thank goodness.
Yeah.
So I don't have, you know, So I don't have to make, you know, these kinds of decisions, but I can understand how, like, as a father, it would be, it would feel weird and bad, wouldn't it? To just be like, here, take my son and
well, it's pretty normal.
Chop something off.
That's what I'm saying is what's weird about it is how normal it is to us. Like, if you were to say, like, take your brand new baby or something and, like, perform some, you know, tribal
the subject?
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
It's a valid topic.
Yeah.
It's a valid, well, an interesting point. That we were
Saved by the Bell.
Well,
okay. Well, when we come back, how about a different type of chopping? There is a woman who has sued a restaurant in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, because, well, somebody or something pee-peed in her face. I will explain when we come back what that means. I am Joshua P. Warren. This is the Dark 30 Hour. You're listening to Speaking of Strange.
And it starts sometime around midnight, or at least that's when you lose yourself for a minute or two.
Thinking how things used to be. Dark night. It's a dark night. Dark night. It's a dark night. Changing, stranger moving in. It's a dark night.
Yes, the dark 30 hour on Speaking of Strange. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. Tonight's program is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop in Asheville, North Carolina. The number to Wright's Coin Shop is 828-298-5402. Again, that's 828-298-5402. There's a link for you at speakingofstrange.com. I hope you'll also go to joshuapwarren.com. Check out my gallery of the strange, amazing pictures and video clips of weird things, ghosts, UFOs, cryptids, psychic phenomena. Be sure to click on the little video there about the wishing machine. What is a wishing machine? Well, it's a box. It's got 9 knobs. It has an input plate for your wish and an output plate. And it is designed for the purpose of helping you make a wish come true. Seriously. Check out the wishing machine at joshuapwarren.com. Now, look, folks, we save this kind of content for late at night because this is during the period called Safe Harbor. And that means this is when we can talk about some of the news stories that are more controversial, more outrageous, more sordid and seedy. So tune out if you're easily offended or you don't want to hear that kind of stuff or if there are kids around. That's why we save it for late at night. Murfreesboro, Tennessee. That's not too far from Asheville. Listen to this story. A couple from Texas went to a Japanese steakhouse there. Now, you know at these Japanese steakhouses, the chef, he prepares your food in front of you, and he usually tries to put on a little show. And, you know, he'll maybe juggle the knives around somewhat, or he'll, squirt some flammable liquid onto the fire and create some fireballs. They're always trying to put on a show. And they're trying to be humorous as well. Well, at one point, this chef in front of them pulled a trick that I imagine has worked very well who knows how many times over the years. But it didn't set too well with this woman from Texas. This chef pulled out a little doll, a little plastic doll resembling a little boy. And then he pulled down its pants. And when he did that, a thin stream of water spurted from a hole located in the doll's little area down there.
I already like it.
And in this particular case, it just so happened to hit the woman in the face. And she wasn't happy. Now, mind you, the doll did not have the parts, okay? It was just a hole. And according to the reporter here at the Huffington Post, the chef said that he uses it to control flames on the hibachi. And he said, quote, "The kids like it. They think it's a water gun," end quote. And he apparently has, you know, used this for many, many years on many occasions. But in this case, it hit this woman in the face, and she was not happy. And so she is suing them, and she has said all kinds of nasty things about them and how inappropriate this was. And so now, of course, they are not using the pee-pee doll anymore, but it remains to be seen what is going to happen in this particular case with this particular woman who had no sense of humor from Texas.
Yeah, that's a shame. You know, those guys put in a lot of effort into those routines.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I might have done a little different. I might have had soy sauce coming out the other end. But, I mean, you know, in theory, it's the same. It's entertainment.
You know? Yeah, I mean, to me, look, I don't think you should ever squirt your guests in the face, period, with anything.
Not without forewarning.
Yeah, that's a bad policy. So I can see why that she would have been miffed about that. But, you know, taking it to this next level. I mean, I can imagine if I were sitting there and that happened to me and I got hit in the face, I would think, well, this was, you know, this was a bad move or whatever, but I wouldn't be filing a lawsuit over it.
You would laugh.
Yeah, I would laugh it off. I would, but again, nobody wants to be squirted in the face. And maybe that was an accident. The guy probably didn't intend to hit her in the face. But it's now being
Fairly accurate. You know, they can fling that shrimp from the grill all the way into your mouth across the room.
That's true. Those guys know their stuff. Okay, how about this one from Jonesboro, Arkansas? A 23-year-old man had a lady friend over to his house. Now, he lived there with his fiance, so this is not a woman that he was romantically involved with, just a female friend. And she came over and for whatever reason wanted to take a shower there. But so he said, oh, yeah, that's fine, but let me go use the bathroom first. Okay, fine, no big deal. So he goes into the bathroom. He comes out. He says, okay, it's prepared now. Feel free. It's all yours. So she goes, gets in the shower, and when she came out of the shower, that's when she realized there was an iPad leaning against the wall, and it was positioned in a way that was capturing her undressed and various stages of undress.
Such a rookie maneuver. There's much smaller cameras that you could use.
Yeah, why would you put an iPad?
I know. It's like hiding in plain sight, I guess.
So the police went there to interview the guy, and here's the real story, okay? The real story is that the guy told the police, look, I did not intentionally put the iPad there to film her. It turns out that I just happened to have the iPad in there because I am a professional urinator.
Oh. Is he in Rio right now?
The most ridiculous.
Do we have an Olympic team for that?
He said he is a urination porn star on internet websites and makes a living doing this.
Does he not think that people can Google this?
Well, that's the thing. Police said, okay, well, show me some of your videos then. And he said, well, look, I don't want my fiance to know that I do this because, you know, her family's kind of religious. So he says, well, I always delete my videos after I make them.
Uh-huh.
Then how does he make money?
Throwing down the hooey card on all of that.
So apparently he was not able to prove that he is a professional porn urinator, and so the police did not buy his explanation, and the man was arrested.
And just by that, he's proving that he is an amateur porn urinator.
I'm just trying to figure out how professional porn urinator somehow sounds so much better than...
he should hire me as his PR agent?
Uh-huh.
Get it? His PR agent?
PR.
Do I add that extra weight of credibility to the argument? Okay, well, speaking of urine...
You can stay at any hotel you want to, just don't stay at your inn.
What a classy show. Amherst, New Jersey, at an apartment complex... All of these units started like being filled with people gasping and choking. And they said, oh my God, there's some kind of like a weird odor coming from unit 12. What is it? They called the cops. Firefighters arrived and they saw that there was a guy in unit 12 boiling urine. Okay. At first they thought, well, this is probably going to be a meth lab. No, boiling urine. Why was he doing this? He had no good explanation. But apparently, when you boil urine, it's pretty noxious. Time for a break. When we come back, this next one is going to come from our favorite freaky state. And this is one that really should tick you off a little bit, especially when you're unconscious and the paramedics are around. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the Dark 30 Hour Tonight's show is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. This is Speaking of Strange.
With your torso, boys getting high and the girls even more so. Wave your hands if you're not with a man. Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
I got, you got, we got everybody. I got the gift, gonna stick it in the goal. It's time to move your body. For your masses, give no head, no backstage passes. Have a proper giggle, I'll be quite polite. But when I rock the mic, I rock the mic. You got no love and you're with the wrong man. It's time to move your body. If you can't get a girl, but your best friend can, it's time to move your body.
Yes, my friends, you are listening to what we call the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. Tonight's program is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. Again, the number to Wright's Coin Shop in Asheville is 828-298-5402, and you can call them regardless of where you are in the entire country. 828-298-5402. There's also a link for you at speakingofstrange.com. And I also want to make sure that you realize, well, so far, the weather has been kind of calm, but it's not going to be that way for long. Go to joshuapwarren.com, and while you're looking at all the cool videos and pictures, be sure to click the link to the Sunshine Simple Solar Generator for the Home. Created by me and my team, it is the world's most powerful solar generator for the price, guaranteed. Again, joshuapwarren.com. There is no period after the P in joshuapwarren.com. And we call this the Dark 30 Hour because it's late at night and we're reading some of the stories that are more sordid and seedy, not appropriate for children, not appropriate for the easily offended, so take that as your warning and tune out if you don't want to hear these kinds of news stories, okay? Here's a story from Okaloosa County, Florida. Deputies there have arrested a paramedic accused of taking selfies and videos with patients inside ambulances. This is a really unnerving story because it turns out that some of the employees in that area with the hospital decided to create a contest they called a, quote, selfie war, taking pictures and videos of themselves with patients. It says, quote, many patients were intubated, sedated, or otherwise unconscious at the time, and yes, some were naked, end quote. They say, for example, one of the paramedics took a picture of himself, quote, posing with an elderly woman with her breasts exposed, end quote. They say at least 41 patients were identified in photos and videos. That's according to the sheriff's office. Two of them have since died. They say that they think three participated. But the patients range in age from 24 to 86 years old. And they say that this became a challenge to, quote, step up the game and pile on the crazy, end quote. And they made an agreement that you would get $250 cash as a prize if you took the most bizarre selfie photo with a patient. This was going to be officially in running for 2 months, and then they would all agree on who got the highest score, meaning the most outrageous picture and the money. My God. How whacked out is that? You know, you're at the worst moment of your life, or one of the worst moments of your life, when, you know, you're being treated by a paramedic, somebody who is supposed to be the most caring and sensitive individual, and they're completely exploiting it and making light of it and taking all these pictures of you and these unresponsive states. God, that,
well, it begs the question, who's in the lead?
I'm sure you can find it. I'm sure if you look hard enough. But man, doesn't that outrage you a little bit?
I'm outraged.
Nah.
Yeah. Nah, not so much for you.
It happens.
Well, you know, that's why we call you Sam the Animal. Sam the Animal Steel.
Amongst other reasons.
Yeah, there are a number. Which, you know, you know your true namesake, right?
It's actually Samuel and Eli from the Bible, as in the book of Samuel.
No. I'm talking about the reason I call you Sam the Animal Steel.
Oh, George the Animal Steel?
George the Animal Steel!
Yeah.
No relation, though, right?
No, not that I'm aware of. But I am familiar with George the Animal.
That's a shame.
He used to eat the turnbuckle, remember?
I don't remember that.
Yeah,
no.
How do you not remember that? He'd be like, "Arr," and he'd eat the turnbuckle and spit the stuff out.
When I was a kid, I loved watching wrestling.
I just, this past week, I set up the WWE here in Asheville a little while ago. And I was in charge of setting up the ring, right? And, I wasn't in charge. I was on the crew that set up the ring. And so afterwards, I had to break down the ring. And so we had to take all the stuff out that was used as, weapons and stuff. I can tell you straight up, for anybody that thinks it's fake, it's so not fake, because, A, everything's really heavy and really hard, and there's tables. I had to take broken tables outside, and they were like the wood and metal variety, and that metal was twisted straight up and out. I mean, like, those are real metal and wood tables that dudes are bending with their bodies, you know?
Yeah, you're watching stunts, basically. You know, you're watching stunt
artists. There's a high likelihood of there could be an injury. But they're very good at what they do, and those guys are really big, and they're very nimble, and they're very polite, actually. All of them are extremely nice and polite. Yeah.
All right, here's a story from New York City, and maybe you two can give me some insight on this. It's about a 47-year-old woman who has unashamedly said that she has been using the Tinder app.
I was just using it just now.
He really was.
I thought you would be perfect for this. In order to get work done at her house.
Well, that's kind of not the right way to use it. But
she says that she looks for men who are wearing overalls. Maybe if she gets really lucky, you know, they're holding a wrench or something like that. I'm thinking, what are you looking for, Mario or Luigi?
Luigi.
Yeah. But, you know, she says, quote, men are hardwired to feel strong and be a provider, end quote. And so she uses Tinder, and she gets these guys to just swipe right in there and do work at her house. And she says, when it's done.
Did you use that pun intentionally, swipe right in there? That's what you do on the app is you swipe right.
Really?
Yes, you swipe left.
Really?
Right. Yes.
No,
you swipe left or right, like left if you don't want them, right if you like them.
You said swipe
right in there.
I'm a gifted host. No, I've never used Tinder, obviously.
You're married. Well, I mean, you do run across three ways on there.
Well, okay. My birthday's coming up. I'm going to be free.
Honey, download that app.
And this woman here says, you know, it's a cost-effective way to find a handyman and get chores done. And apparently, you know, there are men who seem to be okay. But what's that, Shelley?
I was going to say, so she's just too cheap to go to Angie's List.
Well, yeah.
Everybody uses everybody for something. And what one guy might be on Tinder looking for, you know, we're all using everybody. For some reason.
One expert here they quoted in the story says it's equivalent to the guy who has sex with a stranger and never calls her again. That, you know, there are women who are just, you know, getting guys to come out and just do chores.
I don't see that as not happening. I just don't see it as happening without some reciprocation. Like, what that article's leaving out is that she has to do something and then they fix the plumbing.
Well, no, she is claiming to the media that no. She does nothing. That's her strict policy. She just wants chores.
Yeah.
But what if it's true? I mean, I can see this being true. I can actually see dudes just popping up and doing some work.
I bet you can, Josh.
Getting a pat on the head. And you know, maybe they're not happy about it.
He can see that because it's on his monitor right now.
So, I mean, does this story seem realistic to you, Sam? Because
not
you seem to
really.
Be,
I mean,
really.
I mean, I don't see. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility, because women do use men all the time.
You just have not encountered that on Tinder.
No, I haven't fixed anybody's I haven't mowed anybody's lawn from Tinder, so to speak.
Okay, we're up on a break. When we come back, the three stories I've saved for the end of the show, including the best headline of the week. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the Dark 30 Hour. You are listening to Speaking of Strange. Yeah, the good old yakety sax. You can always count on that one to bring a smile to your face. I'm Joshua P. Warren. Welcome back to the final minutes of tonight's program. This show is called Speaking of Strange. It's presented to you tonight by Wright's Coin Shop. And the number to Wright's Coin Shop in Asheville is 828-298-5402. You can also go to WrightsCoinShop.com. That's W-R-I-G-H-T-S, WrightsCoinShop.com, or again, call them, 828-298-5402. We call this the Dark 30 Hour because it's late at night, it's safe harbor, and these are some of the more sordid and seedy stories, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended, so that's your warning. Tune out if you don't want to hear this kind of material. First of these last three stories, best headline of the week, CBS has announced it's going to be debuting a new Star Trek series. Now, I'm not a Trekkie. I appreciate Star Trek, but I'm more of a Star Wars guy, whatever that means. But they're calling it Star Trek Discovery. And so everybody is now going to refer to it as STD. STD. Perhaps a bad marketing decision. I'm no marketing genius, but...
Who are the ad wizards who came up with that one?
Precisely. Precisely. STD, the new Star Trek show. This, you know, sometimes you read a story on the internet and it says cringeworthy. Yeah, well, this is one of those. It comes from Australia. Headline reads as, and this is from the BBC, by the way. Headline, Australian man admits to amateur testicle surgery. Yeah. A 56-year-old man admitted to, quote, removing tissue from another man, quote, without consent or authority, end quote, at a motel in Port Macquarie, north of Sydney. Police said the 52-year-old victim posted an online ad, quote, requesting assistance with a medical issue. The guy had been suffering for years after being kicked in the groin by a horse. And so apparently, somehow, you know, this ended up with the 52-year-old meeting the 56-year-old in a motel, and the guy cut the other guy's testicle off.
Just one?
Wouldn't it have just been easier to go to the doctor?
Yeah, don't ever meet anybody in a motel when surgery is somehow mixed into
the bag. I mean, I'm doing amateur dental work myself, but when it comes to, you know, proctology and stuff of that nature, I leave it to the professionals. I leave it to Wright's proctology.
Is that going to be a little side business there? Shelly, a little outdoor.
That's her food truck.
What?
That would be a good food truck name. It would throw people for a loop. It would just be like, it'd be hip.
Colonics, perhaps.
I just do, just drive by, you know, like, drive OBGYN work. All right, next issue.
Okay, here's the last one. This is for you, Sam, because I know that you're a huge fan. You're a huge fan of bestiality. Okay, this is from Greene County, Missouri.
Missouri.
Well, you know what? People from Missouri have told me they hate when people call it Missouri. It's Missouri.
Mizzaloo.
Deputies say a woman walked into her barn last month and found a man with her cow. 68 years old. He's been arrested.
The cow or the man?
According to a probable cause statement, the woman noticed an unknown car parked near her barn late in the evening. So she went in to investigate, and there she saw a naked man standing there behind one of her cows. And I think you can imagine how the rest of it goes.
He milked it and made butter.
You're psychic. Precisely. And I think that's going to do it for this edition of the show. I thank Brian Hall, Sam Still, John Anderson, Joshua Dindy, and Mobius. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. Till next time, we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter. Don't ever text while driving. And tune in next week for a nice best of. You are commanded! But you got too fast for me. I like to make my friends. You can make me smile.